response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's on our conversation with Jonathan Katz of Fox 4. The Missouri House ended up passing that stadium bill, which will open up mechanisms at the state level to finance up to 50% of a renovated Arrowhead and a project if the Royals want a new stadium, presumably in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. It now goes to the governor's desk. He was a proponent of this. He's going to sign it. It's going to happen. So what does it mean now? It just means all the options are firmly on the table. If the bill never passed, then Missouri's path was going to be pretty much impossible. This is a huge deal to keeping the Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. Now, there still has to be the local component. For the Royals, it still means the city of KC Mo has got to come up with a plan to get the financing to make this thing happen. It means for the Chiefs, Jackson County, potentially a vote again on the Chiefs' end to keep them in KC Mo. That's where we're at now. And then, of course, we know Kansas is just kind of waiting and hanging out with their offer that expires at the end of the month, the Star Bonds. However, if they think a deal is close, based on what we heard from Jonathan Katz over at Fox 4, there's a group of legislators that are part of like this committee or whatever that they can extend it, not a year, but they could extend it if they wanted like a month if they needed to buy some time. So every single option is now firmly on the table. This is why the Royals and Chiefs, as we said, when the vote failed last April, they were the biggest winners of it failing, despite the embarrassment that night, because they get the leverage both sides of the state line, and now they have all this money from Missouri on the table. They got the Starbond offer from Kansas. It's going to come down to truly where do they want to be, and then also can KC Mo deliver on the Royals' end, and then can Jackson County voters, if it gets to that, end up passing? Do the Chiefs want to go to a public vote? Because I think that still is going to have to happen.
I guess a lot of this comes down to, yes, it is. Based on anything I'm hearing, they're still, at least the Royals are still going to need other funding mechanisms. Although I thought Katz pointed out something really interesting about that, which is it's up to 70%, up to 70% in Kansas, which means they actually still have to sell the damn bonds in order to fund it. So like they can't guarantee the Royals and Chiefs 70% for sure. They can tell them we can get you up to 70% in the best case scenario in which we sell all the bonds. We'll get you there. And look, I'm sure they're optimistic that they can get this thing done. The big questions that now remain. One, is this secret money faucet, I believe Quentin Lucas has been dangling via social media, actually available? Time to put your like money where your mouth is, right? A little bit. Because he's been making this point that we've always been close, and we believe we have funding mechanisms to unlock endless money. He didn't say that, but like he was pretty optimistic about it on social. We have mechanisms through the city to fund certain processes of this that do not require a public vote. We don't have to go to Jackson County. We don't have to ask people. So now would be the time, by the way. If you have that money, they've got the 50% from the state. Now would be the time to start showing the Royals where that money is coming from. The Chiefs is an interesting one, and this is why I think the Star Bonds thing is interesting. They expire. They've admitted they can extend them gold. But what do you do if the Chiefs want to see how a second Jackson County vote goes? You just leave Kansas waiting? Will they extend him forever at the possibility the Chiefs might still go there?
Let's say the Royals commit to going downtown. They get the financing figured out at the city level. And then Kansas's only option becomes the Chiefs. Well, then the answer is they'll be patient. They're going to pass up the opportunity. Yeah. No, they can claim there's a deadline, but if it comes down to they already know the Royals are staying, let's say in Missouri, you're telling me that they're not going to still wait for the Chiefs to come over. They can act like there's this firm deadline. That's fine. But you're telling me if there was still a chance the Chiefs were your only option to get to come over the state line to Kansas, that you're just going to say, never mind, actually, all this effort and time, we actually don't really need. No, if they actually think they can still get them, they will try to do everything possible to get them. But
I know, but
yesterday
like, that makes
was
it
a
like
huge
not a firm deadline.
Well, I don't think
like,
it is.
It's over. I know. I'm not saying you do. I'm just like, Kansas is trying to be like, hey, June 30th, that's it.
Yeah.
And then we're out, you know? And we know that they obviously have mechanisms in order to do that. I still don't know where anyone's going. All I know is that this keeps Missouri in play. Like, that's the biggest thing out of yesterday. This keeps Missouri in play. I will say, does anyone else feel like that there is a, I think, unfounded optimism that a solo Jackson County vote of just the Chiefs would get passed? I feel like everyone's like, you know, the Chiefs could just go ballot alone all by themselves and get that Jackson County money. Now I'm like, it lost by 16 points. We thought the reason why it lost by 16 points was the fact that the Royals were just attached to it. And also, this is the other big question I would ask is, how much money are you asking from the city? And how much money are you asking in a sales tax incentive? Technically, if Missouri is footing 50% of the bill now, you shouldn't need anywhere close to that 8-cent sales tax anymore. Are you coming down on that, or are you coming back for the 8th cent? And you're trying to like get back closer to the, because now the project price, you know, has gone
3/8, right?
Or 3/8, sorry, 3/8.
Is this assuming that they're only upgrading Arrowhead?
Or well, in Missouri, the Missouri
in Jackson County would be a renovation.
Yeah. If they're getting a brand new stadium, that's where Kansas would come into play.
I think that it's all about the upgrades then, because like the big upgrade, what was the parking? I mean, it was the walkway and the parking. Was it? That was
probably the stuff for the level super wealthy.
And let's just be real. None of us have seen what a new renovated rendering would be, but
I know that they have some, I think.
A big chunk of the renovation is still going to be new suites and stuff. I mean, that's just the reality of how this stuff works. I mean, anybody thinking that they're just going to scrap the suites and it's just going to be comfortable seats in the 300 level, that's not what's going
to
happen.
We actually decided to add cushioned seats upstairs for everybody. Like,
That's not going to be the case. I don't know, man. It's someone was pointing out, though, you know, the Royals, for them in particular, they would prefer that be the team that stays, because that means downtown baseball. People are mixed on that. We've gone through this over and over. You could do the suburb thing and have your version of the battery like Atlanta.
It's
if
not
you
what I
the
want,
suburbs.
That's a personal preference thing, not the other way. I still, as I've told you, like the idea of sharing the cost. Like I like the idea that both Missourians and Kansans enjoy the Chiefs and the Royals and going to the stadiums and doing the stuff. I like the idea of a split cost between the two states. That makes me comfortable. I'm not going to be offended if they end up in both or either. I just want downtown baseball because I think it's cooler.
How much do you think, when you look at the decision-making process, if you're Clark Hunt for the Chiefs, is one, do you think that it can pass in Jackson County again? Then there's also, we know Nate Taylor's reporting from The Athletic that Clark Hunt now is open to having a dome or wants a dome because of what it could bring. That means Kansas. But then also still the balance of what Arrowhead is to him and how the Chiefs view Arrowhead. We know the history of Arrowhead Stadium. You and I have talked about the difference between Lambeau and Arrowhead. Do people outside of Kansas City, do the Chiefs view
it's
the it
only
as
other
do,
old stadium?
Do they
cool.
view it the same way that they view Lambeau Field? Do they believe that's the case? And if so, that's where the renovation comes in. If they don't think that that's where it's at, then why would you renovate a building at the age? You know, that's where I've been at is I don't agree with putting the kind of money they would need to put into a stadium of its age. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that because we all have unbelievable memories at Arrowhead. I've shared them on this show. You guys know for sporting event I've gone to ever was at Arrowhead and the memories and the tailgating and all that is incredible, but the building itself through renovation, are you trying to make it Lambeau for the next 30 years? Are you trying to do what they did in Soldier Field, or are you thinking, hey, it's just an old building at this point in time?
Can I ask, I guess, a follow-up for like what fans want? Not necessarily you, Gold, just everybody.
Yeah, 913 is not possible.
5867965. Yeah, the retractable roof idea to the current stadium.
That's not happening.
They've explored that before, but I guess part of this is I am part of what I believe to be the new consumer base that will slowly infiltrate the sports world. And I'm not saying I need a hot tub or whatever that like filth pool was in Jacksonville, but the idea being that it's not just the game is the only portion of it. You're making a day of it. You spend a lot of money to go there. The Chiefs have openly said dozens of times, Mark Donovan has said on this show before, that there is no viable way to do anything around the stadium. So it would just be for the building. No business, no things to do. They're not going to cocoa water, you know, like we talked about. The only way I do it is if I get Cocoa Key Water Resort back. None of that's happening to the stadium. They've openly admitted they've run the numbers 1,000 different ways. There's no development going around it. That's the part of the renovation that really gets me there, is that every team that's been around there has openly admitted, we're not doing anything around it. It would just be about the building. There'd still be nothing to do there other than, like, I don't know, that turf field they built in the first one or whatever. There's not going to be thing, like Titletown, you mentioned Green Bay. They have changed the way that area is structured.
That was an amazing
now,
experience when I went up to Lambeau a couple to
like,
years ago.
Yeah, as a way to try to kind of like keep it. And so that has always been a big hang up for me in the renovation part of Arrowhead is I just got to accept 30 more years of it's about going to the game. And look, I bet there are a lot of Chiefs fans that say, yeah, I do. I like to go spend 3 hours out there tailgating and then go into the stadium and then leave. I don't need all the other stuff.
Yes. 913-586-7965. Someone says, imagine if the St. Louis Cardinals moved to Illinois. Laughable idea, right? What's the difference between the Chiefs? Well, first of all, I would say if all of a sudden this won't happen because Jefferson City is big Cardinals fans, but if the St. Louis Cardinals wanted a new stadium, let's say 20 years from now,
they just want to renovate theirs.
They do. But let's just say, because we're playing hypotheticals now based off the text, if the St. Louis Cardinals wanted money for a new stadium and the state told them to F off and then they had a public vote and the voters said, no, we don't want you, I think you are kidding and lying to yourself if you think the St. Louis Cardinals wouldn't be willing to explore other options as well. I know it doesn't sound right.
They at least threaten it.
Like you're acting like, well, the Cardinals would never leave St. Louis. And how could the Royals also are not leaving Kansas City. They're staying in the KC Metro. That's why it sounds different to you. If the Royals don't stay in Missouri, they're still staying in Kansas City metropolitan area. But we've seen the reason why I know I can, that St. Louis example isn't as good as you think is the laughable idea at one point of, oh, the San Diego Chargers, they're not going to move to LA. Why, they're not going to leave. You know why they left? Because they couldn't get a stadium done in San Diego. So yes, the same. Just because St. Louis Oakland. It's the same deal, man. It's the same deal. Any city that can't get a project done for a new team, the reality of where we live in with public finance stadiums, unfortunately, that team will go to another municipality to find the stadium. That's why
the Dallas Cowboys are in Arlington.
We're lucky.
Not in Dallas.
We're lucky that the state line exists and that we're not going to lose either team out of the region. Out of the metro area, either they're going to stay in Missouri or they're going to Kansas, but they're still going to be in Kansas City.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.